Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're wrapping up the second day of joint practices with the Bears. And, Bob, today I think one of the biggest things to note was the quality of Julian Edelman's play. He looked great in one-on-ones, great in seven-on-sevens. His footwork seemed to be on fire. Did you see the same thing?
Absolutely. I think the story of the day from a Patriots perspective is Edelman's presence, not only going through some of the drills early in practice, but as you mentioned, in the team drills, the 11-on-11. And, of course, today we got to see Julian cutting sharply, running hard. Great signs for the Patriots and number 11 in particular.
How important is his presence out here, even just to kind of bring the wide receiver group up and have a standard that he's set?
Well, I think it's important for a lot of different reasons. Number one, I think New Englanders can exhale a bit with a sigh of relief. Of course, after the grave concern a week ago when he walked off the field, even though the reports were that it was only a scare, having a guy that you know is going to be there on September 11th against the Arizona Cardinals for both Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo, getting those reps in a competitive setting, very important for Julian and the Patriots as a whole.
And, Bob, we also saw Martellus Bennett, a former Bear, his first, of course, joint practices with his former team. We saw him spending an extended amount of time with Tom Brady today. It seemed like maybe they were working on their timing, things like that. How important do you think that is as we continue through the preseason?
It's very important. We've seen it in the past with Brady and Gronkowski last year, this time of training camp, often when there were a few spare moments for them. Well, no Gronk today because of the injury scare for him yesterday. But Brady could talk to Bennett, give him what he expects Bennett to do in certain situations. Invaluable.
Now, Bob, you mentioned no Rob Gronkowski today, but there was also no Jabal Sheard and no Shea McClellan. And honestly, what they missed was a really chippy physical practice. Did you see that energy and aggressiveness coming out again today?
Well, we didn't see the kind of melee we had yesterday when players spilled off the sideline, but we did have a couple of ejections. A reserve defensive back hammered Julian Edelman, who got up from a punishing hit. And then later, Brian Stork got into a shoving match with not one, but a couple of Bears that appeared. And Stork was sent to the locker room by head coach Bill Belichick. So indeed, the intensity today present from the beginning of this practice, even with what happened yesterday, and with the coaches' efforts to kind of contain the emotions of their players, we saw them spill over a couple of different times in today's practice.
Well, Bob, they saw the locker room early, but you definitely don't want to see the locker room until the end of practice. And we talked to the players after the game, and they say, these things kind of happen. They seem to be shaking it off a little bit, but you definitely don't want to see this, right, Bob?
Well, for one reason, your head coach has laid down the law and said zero tolerance, so you've crossed that line, but perhaps even more importantly, in the context of job competition, when you're fighting for a roster spot, and we know, for example, on the offensive line, there's stiff competition on the interior of the O-line. Well, that's missed opportunities, missed reps out here to prove yourself and win a job. You're back in the locker room. It's hard to make the team if you spend too much time there and not enough out here.
All right, well, Bob and I have to go back to our own locker room back at KSP, so we'll be back tomorrow to give you all the updates from the third day of the joint practices with the Bears. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.